This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kevin Lynch joins us, former member of the Charlottesville City Council and a current member of the citizens group, Citizens for a Sustainable Water Plan, which is online at cvillewater.info.
Info.
That's it. And thank you for correcting me that it is, in fact, July. I should have known that. You got your fireworks yet? Do you do fireworks?
I'll probably be watching somebody else's fireworks.
Oh, there you go.
City's fireworks.
We always do the regular, you know, go by the fireworks stand, spend about $30, get a little fountains for the kids and do some stuff in the driveway and, you know, put out the blanket. They love it. They love it. They're still at that age where it's like, whoa, look at that, you know. Pretty soon they'll be like, boy, Dad, this sucks. Can we go to the park and watch real fireworks? So update us. Fill us in about what's going on from where you sit, from your perspective, where we are with this water situation.
Well, it's been an interesting couple of weeks. Last Monday, on the 23rd, at the Ravana Water Authority meeting, it looked like things were starting to move forward. The executive director proposed to go out by the 8th of July with an RFP to start the dredging study process, to look at what we got in terms of the sediment in the reservoir, figure out best ways to dispose of it, etc. The board agreed to move forward with that RFP, but they also said that they would appoint a citizens group to oversee the work done and to decide exactly what the final scope would be. Well, the four chairs of the member organization, City, County, the Service Authority, and Ravana, met this past Monday and essentially decided, well, let's put the brakes on for a while until we gaze at our navels a little bit longer.
Put the brakes on what exactly? The dredging plan?
Going out with an RFP.
To do dredging.
Not to do dredging. That would be getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but to find out what's in the reservoir, to get a sense of the scope of the problem, essentially do the initial survey work.
I'm a little confused. So they're going to create a task force to study whether or not we need to put out an RFP that would study dredging.
That's about the size of it, and it's a little confusing, and it's it's a little frustrating being a citizen now on the outside of this process looking in. I guess the analogy I would use is, and I've used this a couple of times, is, you know, if you lease somebody your house, you rent somebody your house on a long-term basis and say, look, I'll rent you my house, you are responsible for the maintenance. And that's essentially what the agreement between the city and Ravana is. We lease them the reservoir, they're responsible for the maintenance. They haven't done the maintenance, and now
they've never dredged.
And we're trying to put, the citizens now are trying to push them. Look, this is, first of all, a lot more affordable than you said. First, they claimed that it would be too expensive. That has been proven wrong. And yet they're stuck in this idea, we shouldn't do this. If you had rented your house to somebody and it needed work and they're like, well, first we got to have a study to decide what the purpose of this house ought to be. That's essentially where they are right now. What is it that we want the reservoir for? What's its purpose? Well, we built that thing to hold water so that we could drink water. And I don't see a whole lot of benefit to be gained by deciding, we didn't build that reservoir so that people could row on it.
And it's
a great byproduct of that.
Yeah, we're talking with Kevin Lynch, former member of Charlottesville City Council. Is there an effort now on the part of some interest folks who are big proponents of this 50-year water supply plan? Ken Boyd comes to mind only because I was reading some of his quotes from that meeting. But folks who are trying to redefine the purpose of the Ravana Reservoir away from a reservoir and towards a recreational lake.
I think that there's a real fear out there among the dam proponents that if we look and take a realistic look at the reservoir and dredging the reservoir, that will change the way the community looks at this very expensive and, in my opinion, wasteful project that they have, building, quintupling the size of our existing Ragged Mountain Reservoir, and then building the third largest river and pumping it uphill to get water to that new reservoir. That, in my opinion, is it's foolishness, but it's the accepted foolishness, and no one wants to revisit that right now. And there's this great fear that if we were to find out how cheap dredging the reservoir really is, that everybody would look foolish. And
so what we saw now was the interest of the folks who support the 50-year plan. They basically put the brakes on an RFP for dredging
said,
no, let's just study it for a little while.
That's right. The Ravana executive director, Tom Frederick, said on the 23rd, which is just a little over a week ago, we can get that RFP out by the 8th, which would be about a week from now.
And explain it for folks who don't know what that is.
Request for proposals.
RFP.
Essentially, what he had proposed about a little over a week ago was, and the board unanimously approved, was to go out and request from qualified firms what their approach would be for determining the amount of sediment in the reservoir, the makeup of that, the physical makeup of that, and determine.
So you have an idea what you'd be digging out.
Exactly, because there's a lot of stuff that's in that reservoir. Most of it has beneficial use, sand, gravel, topsoil, not all of it. And so one of the first things you would do would be to make an assessment, do what's called geotech survey. First, you do the bathymetric survey, which tells you where it is, and then you do the geotech,
where
which
the
tells
muck
you
is.
What it is.
Yeah.
And once you know where it is and what it is, you can go forward with air for figuring out what's the cheapest way to get it out and the best place to put it.
Our guest is Kevin Lynch, former member of Charlottesville City Council. Kevin, we spoke with Pat Enright not long ago, and that is at SevillePodcast.com. I strongly encourage folks who are following this issue to listen to that interview. He said, look, our firm, we've got an old quarry, 3,000 feet or something from the reservoir.
They've got a great location.
We want to dig it. We'd like to get the muck out of there, put it in our quarry. We'll do it. And, back of the envelope figuring was, minuscule compared to, I want to make sure it's apples and apples here. But it was a much smaller figure than what Gannett Fleming had said they would do it for. And he said, give us an RFP. Let's move forward with it. I must admit, I'm sort of shocked that we don't see the powers that be saying, hey, yeah, let's put out an RFP, see who wants to dredge this, let them come forward and tell us what they would do and how much they would do it for. But instead, we're sort of spending more time studying it.
I'm a little shocked myself. I think this is what happens when you get a bunch of bureaucrats in a room and ask them to make a quick decision, is basically they decide to kick the ball a couple months down the road and not make a decision. Essentially, that's what happened on this past Monday. It was a non-decision.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, we'll appoint a committee, and sooner or later, that committee will tell us what to do. And it would be nice if that happened in 4 to 6 months, but it ain't going to happen next week, which is what the existing plan was, or at least that's what
Is it a delaying technique so they can start action on the 50-year plan?
I think so. And again, I think there is a real fear that if the community knew just how cheap it would be to maintain our existing resources.
Cheap relative to the other plan that they're pushing forward.
And Dominion Resources, Pat Enright was the gentleman you spoke of from Dominion Resources.
Yeah.
They've estimated that it would take about $24 million to do that work. And they've said, give us an RFP, and we'll go crunch the numbers, and we'll give you a competitive bid. We thought we were going to get that a week from today, and it looks like it could be months. I just don't see the rationale for pushing
force.
It out.
Yeah.
Other than the simple denial and not wanting to admit that the path that we're on right now is foolishness. I mean, no one likes to look foolish, but sometimes the difference between a mediocre leader and a good leader is the ability to say, look, this decision that we made probably wasn't the best one. We've got new information. The decision to build Ragged Mountain to 5 times its existing size and pump that water uphill, that was based on what we know now is flawed information. Typically, a good leader will say, if I made a decision with flawed information, time to relook at it.
And I find
no one wants to do that.
It's really interesting, and for the folks who've missed it, it's very compelling that both you, Kendra Hamilton, and Rob Schilling, who were members of Charlottesville City Council, who voted to endorse that big plan, have since come forward and said, we weren't given all the information for whatever reason.
Right.
We don't feel like we were given all the information that we know now, and looking back, we wouldn't have made that decision.
Right. We were told that dredging the reservoir would cost $150 million. And then that estimate was then bumped to $225 million. If you really believe that dredging the reservoir costs $225 million, then yes, building a new dam at Ragged Mountain and pumping all this water uphill makes it looks like the best thing that we can do. But if you back up and say, now, wait a minute, it doesn't cost $150 million or $225. That was...
It might cost $25.
It very likely costs less. In fact, I think if we got a good geotech survey, we'd find out that the material was valuable enough that it could cost a lot less. And the inability of our elected... Now, I shouldn't say all the elected officials. I think Dave Norris has kept an open mind to this, and he's tried to keep the bureaucracy in generally open to the idea that we could do this a lot cheaper, but he hasn't got a whole lot of support from the others.
And Kevin, what do you say? We'll go to Charlie just a minute. Charlie, hold on. And the phone lines are open if you've got a question or a comment, 977-1070. What's your answer to all the folks who say, and I've heard a lot of them, emails and folks who've stopped me on the street saying, those folks can dredge all they want, but it's not going to give us the water we need for a 50-year plan. It's just, it'll give us a little bit, but it's not going to give us as much as a new reservoir at Ragged Mountain would.
Well, actually, dredging gives you more than a new reservoir at Ragged Mountain would. It's only after you build that pipeline that you get to the 9.9 million gallons a day that Ravana says that it needs. If you just build the reservoir itself, which so far that's all on the table, you only get about 4 MGD. Dredging the reservoir gives you 5.5. 5.5 doesn't...
Millions of gallons per day.
Millions of gallons per
day. Yeah.
Sorry, I've been...
No, that's all right. Just
yeah.
Trying to keep it pedestrian friendly.
So dredging gives you about 2/3 of what we need for the 50-year supply. And granted, that is not 100%, but I think there's a lot better ways that we can get that last third than building a new river and pumping it 300 feet uphill.
We're talking with Kevin Lynch, a former member of Charlottesville City Council. The phone lines are open. Charlie is on the line in Albemarle County. Charlie, thank you for the call, my friend. You go right ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot. It sounds like both of you are going to probably be voting for McCain because you just encompassed the whole problem we have in this country with the fuel shortage that we're, or the cost of fuel that we're having, is that we have elected officials who will not make decisions. And it's the same thing with the fuel that you're talking about, the water. We have plenty of fuel in this country. We can go get it. We just had a party that has not allowed us to get it, and now we're in the situation we're in. And what McCain did is he's made one announcement that he wants to drill offshore now because he's assessed the situation, and we've got to react to the current crisis and do something. So I'm listening to you talk about water, but it's not just water where we have these problems.
Charlie, I appreciate the call, and it's a good point. And it reminds me of one thing I was saying yesterday. Kevin, do you find it at all ironic? Speaking here, Charlie brings up the point of this sort of larger issue of political philosophy, our approach to government. Is it not interesting and perhaps ironic that the folks who are in this argument, in this debate, who are arguing for fiscal responsibility, for streamlining the process, for taking another look at the facts and trying to figure out ways to save money instead of rushing forward with what could perhaps be a arguably wasteful and a much more expensive plan. Those folks are typically left of center. And the folks who are arguing, no, let's just stay with the plan we got, even though it's likely much more expensive and we might not need that much, are typically right of center. It doesn't really fit with the stereotypes that we often hear about the left and the right.
It does sort of run against stereotypes, but I wouldn't say that that this is a left versus right issue, really, because what's interesting is among the dam proponents, the supporting the existing plan, there is a wide range of people that across the spectrum, from Democrats, Republicans, people that are middle of the road, left to right spectrum.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good
point. And the same thing that the folks that think we ought to dredge. It's a fiscally conservative issue, which I think is not, again, that's not really a Democrat or Republican thing. I've run as a Democrat twice, but I'm pretty fiscally conservative. I think that's sort of independent of platform. I think really what this comes down to, it is it's bureaucracy versus the taxpayers, if you will. And sometimes that breaks down differently than along pure partisan lines. The bureaucracy likes to do things easily. They hate to change their plans. That's anathema to them. And they don't mind spending money. Having been on council when we approved the rate increase back in 2003, 2004. That's what's paying for this, by the way. We doubled our rates in 2003, 2004. I feel a responsibility to deliver some kind of value to the people that we told, don't worry, we've got your water situation under control. That was 3-4 years ago. So it's not a right versus left. It's more, you know, it's a responsibility to spend money wisely, and I think that really cuts across both political parties.
Let's go to Howard real quick in Charlottesville. Howard, got time for one quick question. Go right ahead.
Yes, one thing that hasn't been considered is the operating costs. If they put in that Ragged Mountain thing, wouldn't there be costs for pumping and costs for maintaining the pipeline? It would go on forever.
Great question.
That's absolutely correct. And in fact, right now, Ravana's got just the electricity budget for pumping that water. They figured would be $250,000 a year, but that's all that they figured out. And that's using 2005 electricity prices. Dominion just hiked 18% this year with fuel costs going up. You can see that going up over the years. But there's also costs that go well beyond just the electricity costs. They're planning, as they take the water out of the South Fork, to chemically take the sediment out of it. And that will be chemically intensive. They will have to remove the sludge. So there's going to be a lot of material handling associated with pumping all that water uphill. So yes, there will be a huge operating cost. Whereas you dredge the reservoir, there will be some sort of upfront cost as doing the dredging. But once you've got that reservoir back to its original capacity, the water flows into it. It comes downhill. You got gravity working for you. And even when the power's out, gravity still works.
Kevin Lynch is a former member of Charlottesville City Council. Gary, I'm sorry we were out of time. We got to get to news here at the bottom of the hour. Kevin, thank you for the update. Appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me.